quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Coquitlam, and Stilla First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. Top of the hour there, you heard the first track of our playlist today, new music from Wyatt C. Lewis off of his debut album, Chandler. Very exciting for me in particular, specifically because I've been looking forward to this album for quite a while. The track was called Sundog. I hope you enjoyed that. Today's episode of the show is going to be a mix of music and talk. Playlist is what I like to call new music in Asian people. It's new CanCon. All of it is CanCon, and a lot of it is new, but there is also a lot more like Asian musicians, I think, than I would like typically play in a given week, and that was intentional because of the topic of the discussion today, which is about quote-unquote Asian Heritage Month. It is the last week of May, and they're gonna take my Asian card away if I don't at least give it a little bit of a nod and a wink. And so I'm going to be doing that today. Specifically, I feel like I want to complicate the concept of Asian Heritage Month just a little bit. You come here onto Typically Tuesdays to hear alternative perspectives and different stories and things like that. And I think I've been thinking about Asian Heritage Month for several many years. I haven't drawn clear conclusions to really anything, but I have a lot of thoughts bubbling away. So stick around for that kind of somewhat charged, tensioned talk today. Let's listen to more music, new music. Here we go. Very exciting stuff. Nemesis, who has released her latest track called Stick of Gum. We'll be hearing it in just a few seconds. But first, I also really want to plug the music video for Stick of Gum. It's really beautiful. Just watched it, and it was shot in Jericho, Palestine, where her folks are from, where her entire family is from. And everybody who appears in the video are members of her family. Very cool stuff. Go check that out. But listen to it right now here on Typically Tuesdays. This is Nemesis with Stick of Gum.
Yeah. Left to
Tiger Bomb with Saving Face. Before that, you heard new music from local VanCon CJSF icons, Self Care with Don't Try. My name is Leslie. You know, I've been thinking a lot about Asian Heritage Month the past couple of years. In Canada, the month of May is federally recognized to be Asian Heritage Month. In the United States, it's called something a little bit different, and as well, the celebration is also a little bit different. I believe it's called Asian and Pacific American Heritage Month. So recognizing also those who are of Pacific Islander identity and lineage, as well as Asian identity and lineage. Again, not exactly the same in Canada as I understand it. I have to say that I sometimes feel kind of uncomfortable with Asian Heritage Month. Because quite frankly, I think I go a little bit too hard on the celebrations of it, especially on the program here. I do tend to like celebrate Asian Heritage Month like every single week on the show. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that it is an unhinged thing, but it kind of happens, you know, when you are an Asian host of Typically Tuesdays and on community radio. But in honesty, I do, like, sometimes have trouble grasping and grappling with the concept, because I think that in Canada, I have seen this tendency for Asian Heritage Month celebrations and programming and events and recognition to be largely about, like, Asian culture and heritage, which is exactly what it should be about. But it often feels apolitical. I think back to, like, what, like, having a kind of diasporic Asian identity or the lived experience of being an Asian person in diaspora is like, especially in the English speaking West, you know, I'm not trying to like hop back to like the United States or anything like that, but like, I think I need to talk about Asian American identity a little bit to illustrate kind of what I'm talking about. So Asian American identity, emerged during the civil rights movement, specifically inspired by specifically inspired by the civil rights movement for Black folks, and inspired by Black power. It was also an anti-imperialist, anti-racist movement, which recognized a pan-Asian ethnic identity, specifically used to highlight the unique lived experiences of Asian people living in America, in diaspora, and the parallels of the experiences of racism, imperialism, colonization, exploitation that Asian people had with Black people and brown people and indigenous peoples. And when you're an Asian person in diaspora, there is sometimes like a tension between some folks who, for lack of a better term, for lack of a better way of explaining, let's say, folks who are content with the main politics of Asian American identity and Asian identity to be around representation and entering certain spaces of power and gaining capital, elevating social status, versus an Asian American identity that is rooted in class politics and as well as solidarity with other racial and ethnic groups and being anti-imperialist and anti-war. There's this tension in there. And I think that tension is really important to have, like, it's important to like kind of like take apart and understand as an Asian person, but I don't necessarily feel, I don't love it, frankly, when the more liberal, I guess, side of that tension becomes mainstreamed and taken over and takes over a majority of the discussion within Asians and also non-Asians about Asian identity, especially in diaspora. And I think that relates to Asian Heritage Month in a really important way. In Canada, and I'll explain a little bit about that after the music break, because I think we're due for some music. Here's some music. Here's some tunes. This is Respectful Child with Twirl. Thank you.
me love, tell me love, what's in your name? Tell me love, tell me love, what's in your name? Come down now, tell me love, and tell me love, what's in your name?